Hi, Lids. I am Linus, and this is a new podcast that I named or titled it as Begging for Love, because this is an analysis for a video that Daniel Aviv published on his YouTube channel. Actually, he published that video as El Amor No Se Ruega, which translates something that love is something that you cannot beg for. And that's the title of the video. If you want to listen or to watch the video, it's just 5 minutes. I recommend it a lot, but it's only available in Spanish. I don't know if it has English subtitles, but anyway, I recommend it a lot because it's very poetic, but it gives simple sentences that can change your whole mindset, that can change the whole love game. And I'm going to explain a little bit more about some of the sentences that I heard from the video that I found very interesting. And I want to clarify a couple of things from what he said that I found very interesting. So I'm just going to start with the first one. In the video, he said, love is delivered without waiting because love belongs to no one. And this is something very powerful. And you may think that that's obvious, but it is not that obvious when you are in a particular situation, for example, a breakup. When you are in a breakup, you think that that person that you loved, the person that you thought it was the love of your life, is gone, then you have lost love. And this is when that quote is so important, because it helps you remember that love is not something that someone owns. So even though that might have been the love of your life, that doesn't mean that she or he has the love that you deserve. And what I mean with this is that doesn't matter if that person go away or any other person goes away, you still have the capacity to express love and receive love, because love is not something that someone owns. Love is something you do, you express, so it's for everyone. Every single one can have love, can express love. So that's very, very important to know, very important to understand, and to never forget. Because a lot of people just get so sad because they just lost a relationship, they lost a person, and they think that they have lost the opportunity to love. And that's not true. That's a lie. And when you fall for that lie, that can be very, very painful for your life, and it's really hard to recover from that. So you need to realize this, that love is not something that you can lose because someone goes away from your life. It's just something that you can produce within yourself, just to give love, and the same way that you can receive love. Doesn't matter if this person gives you love, there's a lot of other people around you that can show you love, and that's just beautiful. And it's not that you need their love. What is important is that you can produce this love within yourself, just by loving yourself. And that's something important. That's why I wanted to highlight that quote from Daniel Habif. Then the next quote is really amazing. It's one of my favorites that I have heard from him. And it says, don't regret having done good things for the wrong people. This is very important when you are going through a breakup, because when you are going through a breakup, you just start having these kind of thoughts where you think, I regret spending so much money, I regret spending so much time, so much effort, so much love, so much emotions in that person. I regret it. And this is a natural thought that we all have. I'm not judging anyone. It's just that we need to also recognize that it's not true. The reason why we are saying things like that is because we feel pain. So it's a wound talking. It's an emotional wound talking. It's not real. Because every experience, and we have good memories, even after a breakup, you can think about the good memories, you can have, if you think about the good experience together with your partner in a relationship, you can think about them, and you cannot regret that. Sure, that person is no longer with you, but still, the memory is really good and very joyful, and you can enjoy the memory because you had a great time at that time. So you can be grateful for that great time. that you may have not have at all, but you have. So you can be grateful about that. So this quote is very important because it helps you realize that there's actually no reason to regret being with someone. Actually, you learn a lot. By loving that person, you learn a little bit more about how to love or express love or to give selfless. So you have learned a lot of things. And that's very powerful for your life. That's very encouraging because it helps you grow personally in a lot of senses. For example, for your emotional health, it helps you to develop this kind of convictions of your emotions. Convictions. I'm not talking about love as an emotion by itself, but I'm talking about love as a conviction, which is more powerful. And that's beautiful because through our relationship, you can learn that. You also can learn to be more selfless, to take care of other people, to stop thinking just in your bubble, but to extend your world to other people. And it also creates great memories, memories that you can enjoy, memories that you can remember and be happy about them, just because you were happy at that time. And that's beautiful. That's completely beautiful. So there's really no reason to regret having those memories, even though that person is no longer with you. So there's no reason to regret doing something good for the other person. There's just nothing to regret for that. So let's just stop that stupid thinking that it only expresses that we are hurt. And sure, if you are in this moment and feeling that pain, I completely understand that you have these kind of thoughts. But believe me, it has to go. Because the pain needs to stop and your wound needs to heal. So eventually, these stupid thoughts, childish thoughts, need to stop. Let's continue because this can get a very long podcast. So the next quote that I found very interesting is this one. Love cultivates and trains generosity. It teaches you to be grateful for how little or how much you have. It pushes you to develop the habit of giving. I already mentioned a little bit about this one because, as I said, in a relationship, you learn to give more and more from your time, money, finances, to give more of your mental space because you take a space in your mind to remember important things about your partner, to remember important things about the relationship. So it helps you to be more generous with everything you have, with everything you do, with everything you think. And that's just beautiful. That's one of the great, great lessons that love can give us through any single relationship that we may have. So that's just beautiful, isn't it? Because love, just by loving, you're learning a lot. You're just growing by yourself. You're becoming more mature just by loving. That's just beautiful. That's just great. I don't need a class. I just need to love. It's just beautiful, beautiful. Okay, the next quote that I found also very interesting is that he who loves is wise and takes into account the shortness of life. Well, he or she who loves is wise and takes into account the shortness of life. The reason why Daniela Biv said this is because when we love, that means that we are not wasting time in hate. We are not wasting time in discussions. We love. The reason why we decide to love, just to stop toxic emotions and useless emotions like regret or hate or dislikes or discussions and confrontations within a couple or within a relationship. The reason why we don't waste time into those immature things is because we know that there's a deadline for us. There's a deadline for me as a living person here in Earth, and there's a deadline for our relationship. So we know that it is going to end. So we better take advantage of every second, of every minute, of every hour, of every single time we are together. It's pointless to have a discussion for something very childish, very stupid, that that isn't relevant for our life. Sure, we may have our difference in opinion, but come on, love is more important. It has a higher priority, a higher value. So what we need to do is to mature in our emotions, to be more emotionally intelligent in the sense that we can process our emotions, our conflict of interest, our conflicts within a relationship that is completely normal, but we need to learn to process those conflicts very fast so we can enjoy of the best part, which is about taking care of each other, of loving each other, of just love. And the person who loves means that he takes more time to love. He knows that life is not forever, so we just need to enjoy what we have from this limited time. We need to enjoy and take advantage of every second of it. And that's just the right thing to do. That's why it's something that we need to develop in our life. I'm talking about to get mature within our emotions. And that's something very important, to be emotionally intelligent so we can take advantage of these type of things. That's just something we have to do to take advantage of our own life and to live a life worth living. That's why I'm talking about this, because the whole idea with Lennox is to learn things to have a better life, to live a life worth living. And this will help us a lot. So that's why it's so important to have this emotional intelligence. Okay, then the next one. The next quote I found very interesting. It's here. Love is the true flag of a leader. This is a consequence of leadership that maybe a lot of people don't consider, but it's an implication that is very interesting, and let me hear you why. Because leadership is not just something you do because you have people following you. Leadership, actually, what leadership is, which is an action, leadership, is you serving all the people that follow you. It's not enough to have people to follow you to make you a leader. That doesn't majorly, because leadership is not mainly an adjective, but it is a verb. So you cannot say someone is a leader unless that person practices leadership. So it's not enough by saying he's a leader, she's a leader. No. Is he practicing leadership or is she practicing leadership? That's the main question. That's the most important part. Because sure, there are a lot of people who have followers. There are a lot of public figures. What makes them a leader is their attitude of leadership. And what's an attitude of leadership? An attitude of leadership is service, to help and provide support for those who follow you. And it's mainly or practically impossible to help other people unless you care about those people. There's the difference between a leader and what we know as a boss. You know, the boss, he just thinks about himself, he just thinks about his vision and plans and doesn't care about the people who follow them. But the leader is the one who cares about the people who follow them and help them and support them to grow within the whole team, the whole organization. And that's the main difference. And why is that the boss just cares for himself? Because he doesn't have love for the one who follow him. Meanwhile, the leader does care for the people who follow. And what it means to care about them, it means to love them. Therefore, yes, it's very important to have love in order to be a leader. If you don't have love, you cannot be a leader. It is important to express love, to express this love through support to the people who follow you. Therefore, when it says that love is the true flag of a leader, it totally makes sense. It's just an implication of leadership. It's a consequence of leadership. So it totally makes sense. Then, let's continue with the next quote, which is, don't give control of your love to anyone. Actually, I already talked about this. the main problem, as I started this podcast, I was talking about how in a breakup, we think that people take away our love because we think that we have lost love when someone leave our life. But that's not true. What we are actually doing by thinking that is that we are giving our love or control of our love to other people, and we cannot do that. It's not healthy for us. We need to develop our love within ourselves. So it's completely illogical to give away our love as if it's something limited and constricted, like it's in a box. We cannot give love like that. Actually, love has no boundaries. Love is limitless. And that's the power of love. Because when you develop love within yourself, you develop such an increased level of love that is not limited, but completely unlimited. It will track all the people because you not only have love for yourself, but you can also have such an excessive love that can provide love for others. And this is why it's so important to have this attitude in a relationship, because when two people have an excessive love, they can multiply their love by being together. But when there's one of the couple that doesn't have this attitude of internal love, of building their love, then that person is going to be a needy person, a person who needs love. So it's not going to provide love, but it's going to take love from the partner. And that's going to be very painful within our relationship. It's very important in a relationship that both parties develop such level of love that it can multiply within a relationship. So it's something you have to take in consideration. So you can develop your own levels of love to love yourself, and don't depend on the love of other people. Just love yourself in such a level that you can give love, and also find another person who has the same criteria, that they don't depend on love, but they develop their own love. And that's very powerful within a relationship. That's a principle and a fundamental, a very necessary principle to have a relationship. Then let me continue with the last one, which is a simple quote, which is that love is God. We know that the scripture said that God is love. That's pretty clear. But when he said that love is God, he is expressing that God himself is the maximum or the best expression of love. And let me explain why it is. Doesn't matter if you believe in God or not, you cannot deny this, because even just by concept or philosophy, it is true, which is that love has God has existed through humankind history. And through humankind history, there have been a group of people, first, that doesn't believe in him, yet God loves those people. So if you're an entrepreneur, you can relate. Because when you're an entrepreneur, you feel the pain of other people not believing in you, not believing in your capacity, not believing in your ideas, not believing in what you do, in your vision, in your plans, in your business. And it's painful when other people doesn't believe in you. That's why you can hear quotes like, an entrepreneur life is a very solitary life. Because you feel like nobody understands you. Even if your family a lot of times just don't understand you, and most times, a lot of times, doesn't even believe in you. So you can relate to God how painful that can be when someone just doesn't believe in you, yet God loves them along the history of humankind. And not just that, there's people who do believe in him, but they take it as a gene that uses God to get what they want. And yet God loves those people. Even though that those people just use God, God still loves them. And there are a lot of examples like that. And you can see that besides everything, even though people can be terrible, can use you, can do terrible things to you, I'm talking about God, still God decides to love them and constantly give them opportunities. And he has done this not one time, not two times, not three times, but thousands and thousands and thousands of times through history. So, yes, God is the best expression of love. We ourselves have a hard time experiencing this thing just once or twice, maybe 10 times, but God has experienced it thousands and thousands and thousands of times this, and yet he keeps loving. He doesn't restrain his love. He just keeps his love. Doesn't matter the pain or the rejection, he still gives his love. And that's why God is the best expression of love. God is love, and love is God, because there's no better expression of love than God. And I'm going to conclude that section, which is what Daniel Habib talked through his video. These are ideas that Daniel Habib shared very poetically in his video. And now I want to talk about something that I have read through the comments on that video that I have found on Daniel Habib's channel. And one thing that I have found in the comment section that was something very common is that a lot of people at this time, they are checking a time of separation with their partners. I mean that there are a lot of couples that are taking a time to be apart from each other. And here the word, very important word, is time. I want to talk about this because it's very important. It applies to all of us. Time. We think about time as an enemy. We think time as an obstacle. We think time as a problem for our life. Because that's how we perceive time when time gets. Because time gets in difficult times. And when time gets, we perceive it as something bad for ourselves, as something bad for our life. And that's our perception about time. But here's the thing. That's not true. That's not true at all. Time is our friend. Time is here to help us. Time is here to give us context, to understand the purpose of everything. Time is here to help us grow spiritually, to grow physically, to grow mentally, to grow in every sense. So here's the power of time. It's not just a teacher. It's also a coach. It's also a healer. Time He is here to help us. It's our support. And we need to take this perception of time to change in our life. And let me give you an example. One common mistake that a lot of people do is that when they finish a relationship, they don't take time to heal. They don't take time to analyze their mistakes and improve them, improve their life, improve the character. They just, what they do is they go right on with the next relationship. So that's a huge problem, obviously, because they're not taking time for anything. They're just going to the next relationship just to repeat the same mistakes and end up the same. They just wait for a miracle. They hope that the next relationship will be better because the next person will be better. And that's a very pathetic way of living because you're not taking responsibility of anything. You're just a victim of life. And that's pathetic because you cannot be the victim of your life and exceed in your life. To exceed in your life, you need to take control of your life. To live a life worth living, you need to take control of your life. And in order to take control of your life, you need to take blames and responsibilities. But that's the whole idea. What I want to say is that it is important to take time, to use time as the tool that it is. So simply put, just use time. Okay, let's continue with the next one. I have also found in the comment section a quote from Daniel Habib that he said, not in this video that I mentioned, but he said this, I believe, in a streaming. What he said was, if God rust, it was not gold. If love runs out, it is not love. This is very powerful, isn't it? When we think about it, and we relate it with our experiences, but those times that people said, I think I don't love you anymore, that just means that they never loved you. What they meant, when they saying, I don't love you anymore, it just means that they never, ever love you. So their love was just a fucking lie. It's going to be painful to accept that. But it's because those people just doesn't know how to love. They believe that love is just an emotion. And when you rely on an emotion, of course, there will be a time that you will not love. But love is not an emotion. It's just a common mistake. Love is a conviction. And what it means by a conviction, when you love someone, it's not because you feel it, which is good to feel it, but it's not just enough to feel it. You are convinced that you love the person, which means that you take the decision to love the person. So what it means is that when you don't feel to be with that person, you stay with that person because you love it. Not because you feel love, but because just you decide to love the person. And that's a whole different game. I don't know, a lot of people will say, yeah, but that person is terrible and that this and that and that. I'm not going to get into details. I'm not going to get into details because this is not an advice into what to do in a particular scenario. What I'm talking about is a simple definition of what love is. And love is a conviction, want it or not. It doesn't mean that you need to stay. It doesn't mean that you need to do specific things. It just means that it has some important implications. When you love a person, you honor that person. That's one of the implications. When you love a person, you are patient with that person and with their pace. That's one of the implications of love. Because it's a conviction with a lot of implications. It's not just a simple emotion. That is weak. An emotion is weak. Therefore, you cannot base a relationship just in an emotion. Because it's too weak, too fragile. And of course, it's going to break. Therefore, you need to base your relationship in a conviction, the conviction of love. And that's a whole different game, isn't it? And that's why this quote is so powerful that I need to repeat it. It says, if gold rusts, it was not gold. If love runs out, it is not love. And this is just beautiful because it gives you another completely different means to love and what it means not just to receive love, which is the natural perception that people hear when I talk about love. It's about how you give love. It's not about what you receive, it's about what you give. It's important also to have this criteria when you are going to find or enter into a relationship. These criteria will help you analyze which person you should relate with. But most important, this will also teach you how you should be loving another person. I'm going to continue with the next quote, which is from the scripture. It's actually found in 1 John 4:8, and it says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. As I mentioned before, this is what I said when I said that God is love, love is God. So I already explained that. I'm not going to get deeper into that because it's pretty clear. But one of the implications that I do like about that quote, about that comment, is that if you are not capable of loving, it's because you just don't know God. As I said, God is the best expression or example of love. So if you believe in God and yet have found difficult to love, then you have to question yourself, your own relationship with God. Because those who cannot love is because they have not met God. They don't know God. And if you believe in God and think and say that you have a relationship with God, yet there are no fruits about it. What's the first fruit about having a relationship with God? Having an abundant love. There's just an implication. There's just a fruit. And if you don't have fruits, then it's false that you have a relationship with God. It's something to confront you. I'm not judging you. It's something you have to do by your own because I don't know you. I know myself, and it's something that confronts me, and it's something that makes me make little tweaks and changes in my life to improve them. Okay, let's continue. Today, this is something someone commented in the video. He said, "Today, love is a luxury that very few can afford." It is true that today, it's not something common to love truly, because love truly is almost a perfection. So there's nobody who will be able to achieve that. And that's why we say that God is the maximum expression of love, because we as human beings have a hard time to make it possible. But that just the pursuit of that ideal, of that perfection, have a lot of benefits. And yet, a few people decide to follow that path of trying to achieve that perfection, which we will never achieve, but just by trying, it by itself has a lot of benefits. But here's the thing that I don't agree with that quote, with that comment. And in that comment, he says that very few can afford, and that's not true. It's not like you can afford it or not. It's not like money. Love is something we all can give, and it's something we all can receive. It's a natural aspect of us. It's something we all can do. Here's the problem. The difference why some people do it and why other people don't is just based on a decision. Some people decide to love and other people decide not to love. And I know it sounds very simplistic. It is simple, but I know it's not easy. Some of the reasons why people choose not to love is one of the reasons is mainly because they are hurt. They have an emotional wound. And when they have an emotional wound, they're just not capable to love. That's why it's so important to go through this healing process so you can take back all the potential that your heart have to love. That's why it's so important to have this emotional healing. But a lot of people doesn't want to follow that emotional healing process just because it's easier to be the victim. It's easier to blame your last relationship, to blame other people, to blame your parents, to blame your parents, to blame your family. It's easier to blame other people because when you are the victim, you feel better with yourself because it was not your fault. That's what you want to think. That's what you want to believe. It was not your fault. But the problem with being a victim the rest of your life is that you cannot exceed in life. And this is something that I already talked about, but it is true. You cannot exceed in your life when you act as a victim. Sure, that's a problem. That's a huge problem for all of us. That's why I don't share this idea of having the victim mentality. Sure, if you have been gone through a breakup, you have this emotional wound, it's completely natural and normal that you feel this way, that you are not capable of love, that you don't want anything, but you need to stop eventually. This is a process. You need to go through the process. Don't get locked down into the first step of victimization. You need to get out of that jail that you develop for yourself. Eventually, you need to get out, to improve, to heal, to love without boundaries, to take back your life, to enjoy your life, to enjoy being joyful, to enjoy your happiness, to enjoy the fact that you are living. So it's important to make that decision. And the decision is simple, just to give the first step forward. Don't stay behind. Give the first step forward. And it's something very simple. I know it can be very simplistic, but even though it's very simplistic, I also know that it's not something easy for a lot of people. It's not easy for me. But when you make the decision, you make the effort. You develop determination. And you go on every single day a simple step after another, do whatever you can do, but you move forward until eventually you will be living the life, the life that you dream of, a life worth living. And that's the beauty of giving the first step. That's the beauty of making the decision to move forward. Well, I'm extending too much. I'm going to finish with another thing that I have found in the comment section that it was very common, and is that there are a lot of breakups currently. That gave me an insight of some statistics of how many breakups there are just in one day, let alone a whole month. And it's shocking because it's shocking and interesting because it showed me two things. The first thing is that society is broken, but the system and the culture that is in the society itself. And what I mean, I'm talking about some myths that we have in our society that produce these loads of breakups constantly. One of the myths can be that there's a perfect person for you out there, and that's not true. There's not a perfect person for you. There's an ideal person that can go with who you are, but this is just not perfect person in the sense that you need to work in yourself. It's not like the solution is another person, the solution is within yourself. So it's a myth to think that there will be a person so perfect that will help you ignore your own failures, your own weaknesses, and make things work. That's a lie. That's a myth. That's not going to work. And of course, there are a lot of other myths. But I'm not going to get into there. For that, I have a book. For that, I also have a course and all of that. But what I'm saying is, it's interesting how society is producing these loads of breakups, but also something that is also interesting is how people is just going relationship after relationship. That's how you get a lot of breakups so constantly in the statistics. It's because people don't take time for growth. They don't take time to meditate. They don't take time to heal. They just go in the next relationship, in the next relationship, no changing anything at all. And that's why they also break the next relationship. They break the next relationship and they commit the same mistakes in the next relationship and so on with tons and tons of relationships. So they have a tons of relationships, completely meaningless, without a purpose, without any difference between each other, just the person will be different in every scenario, but the problem that is you will be the same constant. So it is a huge problem because people are not taking time to grow. Well, that's the whole idea with this podcast. I know I extended a lot, but good thing this is a podcast, so I can afford to extend the content and the time that I share with the podcast. I want to thank Day One, which is an app you can download. It's a great app for journaling. You can journal. It can help you journal your experiences of your day-to-day life, or you can journal or have this record of experiences for your business. You can have a record for your own health. There are a lot of options that you can do to have a record and to journal. So this app, which is the Day One app, it's just a great app to do so. I recommend it to test it out, to download it and test it out. Let me know what do you think about the app. By the way, if you want to subscribe, I can tell you to subscribe through the platform that you're listening or getting this podcast. But what I prefer to recommend you is to subscribe through WhatsApp, because you can get this podcast and you can get PDF, you can get articles, you can get short videos, and you can get a lot of more content just through WhatsApp, and it's completely free. So why not just test it out? Go through lenus.me/en/WhatsApp, and there you go. Completely free subscription. Finally, don't forget to stay healthy, to keep learning, and see you in the next video. Cheers.